Bengal cats became a topic of conversation last week after agriculture officials took a closer look at three pet kitties that a family tried to bring into the islands. But it's against the law to bring in hybrids, which are essentially exotic cats bred with domestic cats. The reason? The threat to our native bird populations, which are already stressed. Now, the Asian cat hybrids are becoming trendy as they're bred for their distinctive markings. They can be more aggressive than domesticated cats. Sometimes they sound like a regular cat, and sometimes they don't. Take a listen. Now, the cats in question, named Lucifer, Antoinette, and Curious, will likely have to be returned to Seattle, Washington, where they came from. But it may be a few weeks before that happens. We talked to James Thane, the acting land vertebrate specialist at the plant quarantine station at the Department of Agriculture, about the case.
Basically, a committee of experts in vertebrate biology were assembled to ascertain the breed of some cats that were brought in. And they have determined that the cats are of Asian leopard cat hybrid cross, and those cats are prohibited in the state of Hawaii. We'll be moving forward with a request to the owners to make arrangements to have the animals returned to their place of origin.
Tell us, how common is this to get breeds that aren't allowed here in our state?
It's quite uncommon. Most people research and look on our websites and find what animals are allowed or not allowed. Our website is fairly well put together and pretty easy to navigate. So there are, you know, three lists of conditionally approved animals, restricted animals, and prohibited animals. But these animals are considered domestic, so they don't really apply. It's only if they are brought in and are identified as a prohibited species that it would be forwarded to our office from the animal quarantine station.
Have we ever had a case of Bengal cats being brought in here before?
We have. It was quite a few years ago, 10 or 11 years ago now. There was a hybrid wolf dog case that happened about 7 or 8 years ago, and I think for the most part, the owners didn't know what breed their cats were, and so they weren't aware of any restrictions for that particular breed.
But the Bengal cats, their markings are pretty distinctive, though.
Yes. Distinct rosette patterning is usually the one of the telltale signs.
And what's the concern about having these large cats come in?
Well, cats in general can be quite detrimental, especially to our native ecosystems and our native land vertebrates. We have a lot of ground nesting birds, and they're highly susceptible to cats. In addition to that, the cats carry a toxoplasmosis infection caused by a single cell parasite, and that is the same thing that prevents pregnant females from dealing with cat litters, because it can get into the system and cause infections and cause miscarriages. But this also affects our native indigenous species. They have records of monk seals being killed by this toxoplasmosis. It also can affect the spinner dolphins, nene geese, and other native birds as well.
Based on the determination by this special committee that looked at the breed, it was determined to be a hybrid. And then does the owner have a recourse?
Of course. They can pursue a contested case hearing, and that would be something that they would need to pursue, and that would be taken to the Board of Agriculture.
Okay, and what's the time frame for that?
There's some process that has to happen with the results of the original meeting. The minutes have to be processed, and official written notification has to be supplied to the owners. But our interest is to have that happen as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. In the meantime, folks should be warned that they need to know what's okay to bring in here and what's not.
Yeah, they can contact us on our website, hdoa@hawaii.gov, or they can call our office if they would like, 808-832-0566.
And, you know, just one more thing. I mean, does this type of Bengal cat, I mean, are they just more aggressive than domestic cats?
Yes, and they're also water-friendly, so they can swim to some of the closer outer islands or atolls that are off the coast of the shoreline and do damage to the ground-nesting birds on those as well.
Oh, interesting. So they adapt to water pretty well.
Yeah, they actually enjoy water.
Okay, so a different kind of threat than just what we see with feral cats.
Yes.
Okay, interesting to note. Thanks so much. Anything else you think get the word out on?
Yeah, if anyone does see any type of animal that they're not real familiar with, they can call our pest hotline, 643-PEST, 643-7378.
Okay, all right.
And we also do have our amnesty program, so if anyone does see an animal and it's in possession, they can bring it to one of our offices and turn it in without any questions asked.
That was State Agriculture Land Vertebrate Specialist James Thane talking about the hybrid Bengal cat controversy.